You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. You join us on Thursday's edition of the podcast where we're looking ahead to jumping action over at Thurles. My name is Sam Norris and joining me on today's edition, as ever, is our Irish Racing guru, Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
How are you today?
Pretty good, yeah. Looking forward to a good day at Thurles. A bit better action than we had yesterday at Berry House, quality-wise. Of course, we've got that listed race, which is a very good standard, isn't it, for a race of that nature, and the likes of Letter of Credit, Marla Beach, and more importantly, Sir Deschamps,
yeah,
locking horns. And then we've got a good novice hurdle at 125 as well.
Yeah, that's right. All eyes will be on Sir Deschamps. There's quite a few horses arriving here today, Andy, that Willie Mullins is having to bring off a 600-plus day break.
Yeah, I fell foul of that yesterday, in the sense I tried to take him on with a couple and had a run for a bit, but trying to take Willie Mullins on is not a particularly good thing in the long term, and both of them duly obliged, sinking my fancy. So, okay, so one's bitten twice shy, I think.
Yeah, you take on the master trainer at your peril, don't you?
You do, you do indeed.
Well, we'll crack into the races then. We'll start with the 12:25. We start with a beginner's chase over 2 mile and 2 furlongs. And one of those aforementioned Willie Mullins horses, Moyle Park, heads affairs here at 6-5 off a 692-day break. Tech Bob is 13-8. Net DeCossa is 13-2. 8-1 for All Hell Let Loose. And it's 18-1. But those Moyle Park then, for the Rich Ritchie team, hasn't been seen since running third in Grade 1 company back in 2013. But he's got an entry for another Grade 1 at Fairy House next month. Connections clearly think a fair bit of this individual.
Yeah, he was always very highly regarded in his bumper day, Sam, this horse. And he won a very good bump at the Punchestown Festival 2 years ago. He made a bright start to his career over hurdles by winning at Navan in fairly impressive fashion. And then he was pitched into the deep end in the Future Champions novices at Leopardstown over the Christmas period. But he ran okay, but he didn't quite run as well as the market suggested, finishing third beyond the Tullow Tank and King of the Picks. And he hasn't been seen since. What state of play he's going to be in after that layoff, God only knows. But as I said in the preamble, it'd be very much dangerous to presume that Willie Mullins has left plenty to work with here, because these are the kind of horses he tends to do really well with. But he is up against a horse of Jessica Harrington's called Tabob, who's a real proper chaser in the making, a son of Milan, got lots of size and scope. And he had a decent career over hurdles last year, rounding off his season off a mark of 145, courtesy of several big efforts in handicaps and a few graded races, including his fifth in the World Series final at Punchestown. The fact that Connections decided to put him in that suggests that they obviously think he's up to that standard. And like I say, he's always had the scope to jump a fence, so he's a very much an interesting runner. You chuck into the mix the likes of the chasing types, All Hell Let Loose, and particular Oscar Knight, who looks a massive prize considering his ability. And this looks a bit of a mouth-watering affair, but it's all about Moore Park, really, what kind of condition he's in. If he's A1 and he's Sherry Ripe after that layoff, then I think he should win this. But he's going to have a bit to think about with Tubob in the lineup, is that for sure?
Okay, then, Moyle Park for Andy, but do keep an eye on Tubob, who's 13-8, second in for that 12:25. Race 2 on the card comes up at 12:55. Their feature race of the day, a listed chase over 2 mile and 6 furlongs. Sir Deschamps is the 11-10 favourite here, 7-2, Lyrene Legend, Marla Beach, 4-1, 10s for Ruby Light, Maggio is 10s as well, then it's 16-1 for Letter of Credit. All eyes will be on this Sir Deschamps, winner of the Punchestown Gold Cup, the Irish Hennessy, second in the Cheltenham Gold Cup. There'll be a lot of people interested in this race today, Andy.
Oh, very much so, yeah. You know, the Gold Cup already looks a very wide-open affair with so many good horses around at the moment. It's very much a golden generation, isn't it, for the older chasers with the course Coney Gray flying the flag. But you add in the spice of horses like, you know, your Simon Siggs and your Bobsworth coming back off long layoffs, and now you're chucking Sir Deschamps into the mix. If he wins today, then he becomes a very much a consideration for the Blue Riband. Of course, the race which he was placed in before. And, you know, he was always in Grade 1 company in the latter part of his career until he left us alone for a while. He hasn't been, of course, been out since 2013. And according to all the reports, William Mullins is really happy with his 9-year-old. He's still very low mileage. I mean, he's only run 12 times over fence as well. We needn't forget that. So very much probably the most interesting run of the whole day. But he is up against a horse who I've got a huge amount of time for and always have done. And I still maintain that Marla Beach hasn't really shown what he can actually do in his three starts over fences so far, albeit he's won one of them and finished fourth in a Grade 1. Still think there's more to come from this fella. And that race at Leopardstown he took part in when we last saw him in December was a very, very high-class affair. Of course, it contained the RSA winner, Don Polly, Apache Stronghold and lots of memories. These are all very high-class horses in their own right. But I'm not really convinced that he goes as well on a left-handed track as he does going on a clockwise direction, of course, right-handed, where he's got an exemplary record. And I think you'll see them very much the best of him today. He does go well fresh. He's a really lovely jumper. He uses himself well. And I suggest that we back him today, either with or without the favourite. Obviously, you get 4-1 with Sir Deschamps in the race, but you have to take a little bit shorter, run about 2-1 without. But either way, I think that's the way to approach this race, is to play Marla Beach with or without the favourite.
OK, then, Marla Beach without the favourite then for Andy in the 12.55. Race 3 on the car comes up at 1.25, a 2-mile-6 rated novice hurdle here, and Just Cause heads affairs at 13-8, 3-1 for Ben Button. Roman Gold is 100-30, 11-2 for Tongi, and presenting Marla is the outsider at 15-2. The Giggins Pear Town have gone in very much different directions in the market, Just Cause being backed in the drift on Roman Gold. What did you make of this one?
I thought you could give all five a chance in this. I wouldn't really look at the ratings because I think they're a little bit misleading. I think we've got horses in this race that are capable of much more, and I don't think we're going to see the best of some of them until they go over fences. That probably applies to all of them if that comes to into fruition. We'll start with Just Cause, the favourite here, a real chasing type, owned by the Gingstown operation and trained by Maurice Morris. He's going to be a chaser because he's come from the point-to-point field, and he did really well to win the other day at Cork in a fairly decent contest. He stayed on too strongly for the other chaser in the race, Christy Roach's Listen Here. And the pair of them were well clever, well fancied horse of John Walsh's Positive Approach, who was backed as if defeat was out of the question. So I do think that race is OK. I quite like Roman Gold as well. He disposed of the useful Tongi on his last start at Clonmel. And the fact that Tongi went on to win very easily at Limerick next time out suggests that form's quite good. Ben Button ran really well in a Grade 3 down in Cork last time out. The fact that Gooniella was third suggests that form's pretty useful. And I do think presenting Marla's a fairly useful mare as well on her day. She was given a poor ride by Danny Mullins the last day at Limerick, but she's got some good figures and you wouldn't rule her out of the equation either. But I think the form of Roman Gold is probably the one, is the race that I've become most positive about here. He always was going well the other day when he beat Tongi, and Tongi had an uncontested lead, so I think that's probably about the best form. And 130 William Hill, that's not a bad price either.
Roman Gold then it is for Andy in the 125. Next race on the card comes up at 155. We've got a 2-mile-6 furlong mares maiden hurdle here, and Niska is the 4-11 favourite this morning. 7-1 about Princess Lear. Cherry West is 12s, 14-1 for Cape Hampshire. Bigger prices for the rest of them. Niska won a pretty useful bumper at Clonmel. Probably a worthy favourite, Andy, but an eye-wateringly short price.
She's a little bit, yeah. But as the market suggests, she's the most likely winner bar in accidents. She was impressive when she won at Clonmel on her only start under rules. Travelled really sweetly in the hands of Paddy Mullins and was always going to justify that 4-6 price tag. But it was what she beat as well, which is also impressive about that race. The second Miss Dynamic has been a huge money spinner for Connections summer jumping, in particularly over fences. Tigourney's won a couple of races subsequently. And a horse called 10 Times Better, who finished fourth that day, cutting out the running to weaken back in the pack, has won subsequently. Actually won at Clonmel the other day, and actually ties in with a form line which brings about the second favourite here in the shape of Princess Lear. So, I mean, considering that Princess Lear was well stuffed by 10 Times Better and Miska stuffed 10 Times Better herself on her debut, it doesn't take a genius to work out that the betting's about right here. But that said, Of course, there is betting with that. The favourite markets here, and Princess Leia, in finishing third, beyond 10 times better, very much is the horse to consider to chase home, the favourite here. And 11-4 with William Hill, with this horse proven on soft ground, and, of course, race fitness assured as well. I'll take Princess Leia to chase home, the favourite.
OK, Andy, once again, then going for the pro race card. Princess Leia without the favourite in the 155. We'll move ahead to the 230 and a 2 mile handicap hurdle here, where Copy Prince and Longhouse Island are your joint 4-1 favourites. 9-2 Dragon Khan. Catcher again is 5-1. 7-1 for Conduct Yourself. Mystic Princess is a 9's chance, and it's bigger prices for the rest of them. Pretty open look to this race, Andy.
Yeah, definitely. I certainly think you've got to consider Copy Prince into your thought process here, considering that he's the only course winner in the field. And he did so in pretty dogged fashion the other day, getting the better of Hannah's Lane in a driving finish. So he's a consideration, of course. But I quite like Longhouse Island here from the Dennis Hogan stable, a yard that's ticking over quite nicely at the moment. And they had a nice winner down in Punchestown the other day. So I think, you know, that obviously gives us a good deal of positivity going into this race. This horse will follow suit. I thought it was a real eye-catching run the other day, finishing fifth to the very well-handicapped Alan Fleming trained horse, All You Need, in a very strongly run race at Nass. The figures suggest that race is definitely worth considering. And considering he looked like winning as well, or coming close to winning, going down to the last, only to fade on the run-in, suggests that I think we could give him another go. That was his first run as well since June back in 2014, so he's entitled to come on for the run. Ground shouldn't be an issue for him either. And as I say, he's very much one that I've got my eye on here today. So Longhouse Island, likely to be a well-backed individual, coming from a yard that do like a punt, is my choice in the 230.
Longhouse Island then for Andy. We'll move ahead to the penultimate race of the day at 3:05. A 2 mile handicap hurdle here, where Pop Baru is the 5-2 market leader. 11-4 about Micros. Lakefield is 7-1. It's 11-1 for Charlotte's Chum, and bigger prices for the rest. The front two taking a chunk out of the market here, Andy. Do you see the race revolving around this pair?
I do, actually, yeah. Can see why there's already been a bit of activity for Pop Baru, horse that I tipped on the podcast last time out in a very keenly contested race at Fairy House. It went the way of the aforementioned well-handicapped horse of Dennis Hogan, Mr. Flight, who came with a withering run, and quickened up quite smartly to get the better of Pop Baru. Now, John Walsh's charge looked like winning going down to the last, only to just get outpaced on the running. But I think this form is all right, you know, because the third horse, Steel Wave, that horse went on to win quite comfortably the day, landing a bit of a punt for connections at Punchestown. And I noticed that the horse back in seventh, Dactic, also I said to keep an eye on yesterday, ran really well, returning to Fairy House, I think finishing fourth or fifth in a competitive handicap. So this race is already beginning to work out well. And on top of that, Pat Boru ran really well the time before in another strongly run race at Garran. So his time figures are very good. He was unlucky to bump into a well-handicapped horse last time out. So surely today's the day for Pat Boru to strike.
Pop Baru then getting the pick for Andy in that 3:05 contest. Move ahead then to the bumper, which closes the card today at third. It's 3:35 the time for this one. 2 miles is the trip ahead of them, and Fulham Road is 130 on to land this one. On top of the world is 7-2. 16s bar that front pair. Another Willie Mullins hot pot here. Rich Ritchie owns this one. Fell on its point to point, making its rules debut here. 130 on is a short price, Andy, but this doesn't look like the strongest bumper we're likely to see in Ireland this year.
No, this is a really disappointing concluding race at Thurles today. The fact that we've got a 2-7 favourite in the final race suggests that you know, we shouldn't be getting too carried away with selections here. But obviously all eyes are going to be on Fulham Road, who has been bought by the Riches for not too much amount of money either, only €35,000, which is a mere bagatelle for the likes of Rich Ritchie nowadays, of course, without being too flippant. And apparently he was going really well in that Punchestown bump, point-to-point when he tipped up, of course, two out. So obviously connections were quite keen to acquire him. Actually, the form of that Punchestown race has worked out quite well. Sizing network and horses like Ballycan as well, they've been plying their trade in useful company. There's a little bit of money for On Top of the World from the Arthur Moore stable. From a jockey I don't really know anything about. This must be his first ride under Ross. I've never heard of him, to be fair, but when last seen, he chased down a horse of Paul Nams called the Mooch. So, you know, in point of fact, that's not bad form either. It's the only logical horse you could come up or pit against the favourite here, but as the market suggests, it should be a good day for William Mullins, concluded with Fulham Road in the final race.
Okay, then Andy's thoughts then ahead of Thurles. Just remind us, please, one more time, all of your selections for the action today.
Yeah, decent viewing day today at Thurles. One or two bets along the way. Moore Park is the choice in the first, just about ahead of Tibob. The 12:55, the big race of the day. I'm going to take a chance at Marla Beach, going right-handed. Starts to repay my faith. I think he's still very much a horse to contend with in the best chases in Ireland. In the 125, trippy old race this, but I quite like the chance of the Grigginstown second string here, according to the bet in Roman Gold. In the 155, look no further than Miska here. She looks a class apart, but Princess Leah ties in with her form-wise and is likely to chase her home. In the 230, the speed figures suggest that Longhouse Island will take quite a bit of beating in that race. Similar comments apply to Pop Baru. She comes out of a very good race the last day down in Punchestown. And in the final race, Willie Mullins has got the hot pot Fulham Road, who should round off what will be a good day for the master trainer.
Andy Holding's thoughts then ahead of the Irish action today at Thurles. Remember to join us on William Hill Racing Radio today from midday. We've got Lingfield, Market Raising, Wincanton and Chelmsford City to be covered on the programme. Set to be a really fantastic day of action. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast this morning, Andy, and we'll speak again tomorrow.
It's been a pleasure, Sam. Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.